Well, it appears to be day 13 of this little experiment. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam, and I'm happy to be here with you today. Oh, gosh. So, anyway, today is Sunday, and I play in church orchestra on Sundays. So, I was going to go, you know, I was going to go early today. I was going to go early and I was going to get there because last week, just to fill you in on a little bit of my life, I am always late for everything. And last week I went and I was running late as usual, and church starts at 9:15. We're supposed to be there around about 9 o'clock so we can warm up and all of that stuff. And I got there at like 9:11 or 9:12, and literally I went in through a door that I don't usually go through, and there was counseling going on, like the pastor was counseling someone. So on Wednesday, at our rehearsal, the music minister said, "Now we can't be using that side door, you know," and I knew he was talking to me. And then I got an email last night from him saying, "Hey, make sure that you use the side hallway and not that other door." And it was directly to me. So I thought, wow, he sent an email directly to me. So it must have been me, right? So anyway, I was going to get there early, so I went in early this morning, and I got there. Well, I've been trying to scan in my music into my iPad, and what I have to do is scan it, and then I have an app that I pull the PDFs into the app, and then I can flip through the pages and all of that kind of stuff. Anyway, I keep forgetting to do it, so my folder keeps getting thicker and thicker and thicker with music, and so I got there, I sat down, and I couldn't find my music for this morning. I mean, I could find Christmas music, I could find music from last Sunday, 5 Sundays ago. I couldn't find my music. I couldn't warm up, I couldn't do anything because I was getting so frantic about my music. And so I usually sit on one end. I literally had to move to the middle so that for some of the parts, I could look off the guy to my right, and for some of the parts, I could look off the girl to my left, because usually the parts either split first, second on one sheet or second, third on one sheet. So depending on what I was playing, I could look on the... So like 30 seconds before the service started, I found my music, which was great, but I was flustered for the whole... It just threw me off for the whole thing. So it sucked. I sucked the whole service because I was just thrown off. I didn't have a chance to warm up. I didn't have a chance to tune. I didn't have a chance to do anything my ritual that I normally do. Anyway, so that was how my morning went. And then I went over to Fayetteville with my parents to pick up my grandma. And she's staying with my parents for a few days. And we were going to get some things. We were going to eat lunch. Well, there's a place called Jason's Deli that's in Fayetteville that is really, it originated out of Texas. And I always used to eat there when I lived in Dallas. So we go in. So I say, "Hey, let's eat at Jason's," you know. So we go there and we sit and we get in line. And I don't know if anybody else has ever noticed this. I have to talk about this. And for those of you who are older, maybe you can, you know, help me out with this. But does it ever seem to people that as their parents get older and their grandparents get older and things like that, that they become completely helpless? Like they can't even go to a restaurant and order without having to have help. My parents are only like 61 or 62. And like we go in and my grandma, you know, she didn't have her glasses. So she's like, "I can't read the menu. Could you tell me what's good? Could you tell me what's on the menu?" You know, and they can't figure out how to order as if they haven't been ordering at restaurants for their entire life. Right. So you as the younger person always have to help them. And then my mom asked me, "Oh, what did I get last time that we went to this place?" Because she didn't know what she wanted to get. And then none of them knew how to order. And then they, you know, they don't know where to get drinks. They can't. It's like, okay, for your whole life, haven't you been getting a menu and looking at it, determining what you want, and then telling the person? You know, I mean, it's not like they've reinvented the restaurant. But because I've been there before and it was a place that I recommended, like I have to walk them through the steps. It's the same way with computers, you know. They always say, and I know that there are people out there who aren't technical, but really, a computer is just logically thinking about things. Like, you just have to know, just think of the big picture. Don't think, oh, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. But it's like when people don't understand computers, they're not grasping the whole picture. Like when you go to a restaurant, you know, and so when you explain it to them, you think, man, this is so obvious, you know, but you're explaining it to older people or whatever, and they don't understand. So, and I'm not saying that everyone should understand computers. I'm just saying it seems like as people get older, they either just decide that they're not going to logically think anymore. They're going to let other people think for them. Or, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that my grandma or my parents have any kind of, you know, mental failures because of the fact that they're getting older. I think they're just, I was with them and I'm younger. And so, they think that I can just do everything for them and they don't have, and it's not that I mind. It's just, it's a little frustrating. I mean, so, and I'm not putting down old people, but has anybody had that experience, especially with your parents, that, you know, as they get older, and anything that you're doing, they like depend on you to think for them. And I don't understand it because my parents, you know, they think on their own, like when I'm not around. So I don't understand that. But we did that. We ate out. It was good. Came back. I helped them put some stuff in the, you know, in the attic. And anyway, so that was my day. And, you know, nothing too exciting for today. Just doing that kind of stuff. So I came home and I fed the dog, and she's probably going to be scratching on the door any moment now. But I thought I would go ahead and record this for you guys, you know, so keep you filled in on my day. I may have a gentleman caller. Have you ever been in that situation where you've like made plans to hang out with someone? And if you didn't see the video, then you didn't see my air quotes. But have you ever like made plans to hang out with someone, and then like when the day comes, you're thinking, man, I'd really like to lay on the couch and watch that Grey's Anatomy I have recorded on the DVR. I'm not sure I want to have to, you know, get all prettied up and you know, go through all that mess that you have to go through whenever you're going to have people come over and hang out. That's the way I feel right now. It's like, oh God, I don't know if I have it in me. I mean, I just don't know and this is a, you know, a skinny little like 22-year-old, you know, somebody. So, you know, I mean, I must be really tired or something to feel like I can't. One thing that I did forget to bring up is so I decided to not wear a baseball cap to go pick up my grandma because I knew we were going to be eating, and my mom, you know, thinks it's just completely horrible to wear a cap when you're eating, and that it's just bad manners and it's rude. Who made up these manners? Like, in some countries, people wear hats to eat, to do whatever, and women can wear hats. And they can eat. They can go to formal affairs and wear a hat. But if a man's wearing a baseball cap, it's rude. You know, if I was wearing a top hat, then I could eat in my top hat, right? But I can't eat in a baseball cap, even though we're going to like a deli. And, you know, it's not some fancy sit-down restaurant. So because I have to please my mother, you know, I decide I'm not going to wear a hat, even though I really want to wear a hat. It was windy today. My hair would get all messed up. But I'm like, okay, fine. I just won't wear a hat. And I think I might have had some contact from some of the listeners, but I didn't. I wanted to go ahead and get this recorded, so I didn't actually look. But if I do, I will cover that tomorrow. So just to remind you, I have the YouTube page now. Look for Geeky Gay TV, all one word, all squinched together. Or you can subscribe to my feeds, feeds.feedburner.com/geekygay, or feeds.feedburner.com/geekygayvideo. And that's the way that you can listen or watch this. But contact me, send me an email or send me a message on Google Plus and let me know, am I being a complete old person basher here? Or, you know, is that something that other people experience? I think it's particularly with your parents and grandparents. Like, even though there are decisions that they could make when they're alone, when you're not there, or, you know, there are things that they could do alone when you're not there, but when you're there, all of a sudden, like, you know, you become their brain. Like, you have to think for them. So anyway, let me know, and if I'm bashing old people, then let me know. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.